AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Citigroup tests its 52-week high with bank debt strong but volumes still routine. Citigroup finished the week just 0.9% below its 52-week high, after a 5.6% advance, with diversified bank breadth supportive and the trend signal active for a 51st week. Research brief. Citigroup closed at $139.80 for the week ended 12 June 2026, up 5.6% on the week and 28.3% over 12 weeks. The stock is 19.4% above its trend line and 90.3% above ShareMaestro fair value, leaving the signal stay constructive, but valuation distance and ordinary volume important watch points. Key points. 1. Citigroup rose 5.6% for the week, outperforming the U.S. Financial Services Group average of 3.1% and the U.S. Bank's diversified average of 3.5%. 2. The trend signal remains active, with 51 active weeks out of the past 52 and a composite score of 84. 3. The stock closed at $139.80, only 0.9% below its $141.10 52-week high and at 98.0% of its 52-week range. 4. Market dynamics is positive at 0.61, while relative strength stands at 18.69, but the market dynamics signal shows no fresh buy. 5. Volume was 61.1 million shares, broadly in line with the 13-week average at 1.0x, and below the 52-week average at 0.9x. Price action presses against the upper end of the range. Citigroup's weekly move was decisive in price terms. The stock added 5.6% to close at $139.80, following a 5.2% gain the previous week, and is now up 13.3% over 4 weeks, 28.3% over 12 weeks, and 87.2% over 52 weeks. The close sits just 0.9% below the 52-week high of $141.10, leaving the shares near the top of their annual range at 98.0%. The weekly regime remains constructive. Citigroup is 19.4% above its $117.10 trend line, and the trend signal has been active for 51 of the past 52 weeks. That is strong continuity, but it also means the stock is no longer early in the move. The gap to ShareMaestro fair value is wide, at 90.3%, with fair value at $73.49, so the next phase needs either further earnings and sector support or stronger participation to absorb the premium. Diversified bank context is supportive. The sector backdrop helped the move. U.S. financial services gained an average 3.1% on the week, with 72.0% positive market dynamic spreads, but only 45.0% trend breadth and 41.0% positive relative strength breadth. Citigroup sits in the upper tier of the broader sector, ranking in the 84.7th percentile among 1,015 U.S. financial services names. The industry picture is stronger than the sector average. U.S. banks diversified posted a 3.5% average weekly gain, with 77.8% trend breadth, 94.4% positive market dynamics breadth, and 83.3% positive relative strength breadth. Citigroup ranked second in the industry for the week, and third over both 4 and 12 weeks, ahead of Bank of America's 4.8% weekly gain and Wells Fargo's 2.2%, while remaining close to Sumitomo Mitsui's 5.4% move. Momentum improves, but the signal is not a fresh trigger. Momentum is broad across timeframes. The 4-week return of 13.3% and 12-week return of 28.3% show follow-through rather than a single-week reversal, and the 26-week return remains positive at 26.3%. Market dynamics improved to 0.61, up sharply over 4 weeks, while relative strength rose to 18.69, also materially stronger over the same period. The nuance is that the market dynamics label is still no fresh buy. In ShareMaestro terms, that keeps the setup in continuation mode rather than a new signal reset. The opportunity evidence remains the active trend, positive weekly dynamics, and sector relative strength. The risk evidence is the stretch above both the trend line and fair value, combined with the proximity to a 52-week high, where exhaustion can appear if follow-through fades. Volume and risk frame the next test. Volume did not fully confirm the size of the price move. Weekly turnover was 61.1 million shares, against a 13-week average of 59.9 million, or 1.0 times, and below the 52-week average of 66.0 million, at 0.9 times. That is adequate participation, but not the kind of expansion that would make the breakout attempt more emphatic. Risk metrics remain controlled rather than benign. 13-week volatility is 3.7%, close to the 52-week figure of 3.8%. While the stock has recorded 33 upside weeks and 19 downside weeks over the past year, average upside weeks have produced 3.7% gains versus average downside weeks of 2.9% losses. What matters next is whether Citigroup can hold above the rising trend line while turning the near-high close into sustained continuation, ideally with volume moving closer to or above stronger confirmation levels. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.